Hello.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am, this is Ron Davis. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, and I'm from the NCA fraud department. How are you doing today?
Well, I've been on the phone for a long time and I'm
I
very tired.
understand, ma'am. I am understanding each and everything, ma'am. I understand. Okay, so you press the home button, swipe it to the screen bottom to top.
You have to speak a bit slow. Go from bottom to top.
Okay, yeah, you swipe, go to your home screen. Okay, and I do believe that the previous colleague has tried to register with the Westpac, okay?
Yes.
Correct? So you just log into the Westpac for a while. You just log into your account. Now, do you remember your ID and the password? Okay, click on OK. Press on OK. Press on OK. It will be checking your face. Okay, yeah. Now you have logged into your account, right? Now
yes.
Just be free. I want to. Just give me a moment.
Yes.
Now let me just tell you. Let me just tell you. Now the thing is that I want to explain you why your account is getting logged again and again. Because there are few hackers inside your account which we need to detect, okay? Which we need to deceive. And that is the reason your account is getting logged again and again. All right. Now I need to ask you, which is your main account, madam? Which is your main account?
The one I use all the time.
Yeah. From where you pay your bills. Like it is
Westpac.
Your Westpac. Yeah.
Westpac 55 plus
okay.
And retired.
Okay, there will be two accounts we have noticed inside your Westpac because we are from the anti-fraud department of the Westpac. So you have two accounts, like a third party access or a normal account. Yeah.
I've got the Westpac data.
Okay.
And I'll
you have two. Yeah, you have two retired accounts. So which is your main account?
No, that is not my account. That's completely different. That's just a friend's account.
Okay,
I can't tell you that. It's private.
Okay, that's private account. That's Westpac third party.
Nothing to do with my bank.
Okay, okay. Like which account?
Just forget that one. That is not mine.
Okay, this is not your account. That means the account which is the Westpac 55 plus and retired, it is your own account only, correct?
Yes. The
2900
one.
Correct. Because there are two accounts, that's why we are getting confused. No problem, ma'am. So you just click onto your account where you see Westpac 55 and retired. Click on that.
Yes.
And I'm just confirming you the account number. You need to just check if the account number is correct or not, okay? The account number will be 575881, correct? Is that account you have?
Yes, hang on. I'll have to look it up. Wait a minute.
Okay, yeah. Okay, wait.
I can't get into my bank.
Wait.
What have you done?
We haven't done anything. Okay, wait. Just tell me what you can see right now on your mobile phone.
Westpac 55 and retired.
Yes, you are inside the bank. No. Yeah, correct. Now, do you see, there will be in the small letters your BSB number and your account number has been written down?
Yes.
So you are inside the bank. So don't get worried about anything. You are inside the bank, madam. You can see your transactions. So for your verification, I'm just to verify your recent transactions. Today, do you had pay any bills from the Apple for $9.99?
$994. No.
No, just only near about $10.
well, I can't get into my bank, so I can't remember what I've paid for that.
You are inside your bank. You are inside your bank, madam.
I'm not. I can't get into the... Oh, here. But it's not telling me what I paid, who I paid today.
Yeah, you can see there, apple.com.
Yes. I paid that. Yes, I paid
confused. That. Don't get confused. Don't get worried. Why you are taking too much stress? You are inside your bank. I'm just verifying the details. Understand? So don't get worried. So look at the left-hand side top corner. There will be the back arrow. Press on the back arrow. Press on the back arrow. Yeah.
Yes.
So you can see all of your things.
Yes.
All of your things. Yeah. So that is the thing. So you just log out from your account. You log out from your account first.
Where do you want me to log on?
Log off. Log out.
Log out. Well, how do you want me to do that? How do I
sign
do that?
Out? Look at the right hand top corner. There will be an option called sign
yes.
out. Press on sign out. Yeah.
Yeah, I've done
okay.
that.
Okay. Now we have just simply checking the things. Now you just log in one more time. Press on done at the bottom. Press on done. Now click on sign in. Yeah, press on sign in. Now check your face recognition. Now wait. Now look at the right hand side, very bottom corner. Do you see something called profile? Press on
yes.
profile. Yeah, click on profile, ma'am. Now once you click on profile, do you see your customer number? Do you see the customer
yes.
number at the top? Your name has been written down. I'll verify
yes,
it. It's month 4. Yeah, and the customer ID will be 3852614 7, correct?
Is correct, yes.
Okay. Now let me just start the security onto your mobile phone because you are too long today over the line, so I don't want to bother you anymore, okay? So let me start the temporary security. And tomorrow, can you tell me at what time you will be free, ma'am?
In the morning.
In the morning
Saturday,
at what time?
Tomorrow.
Yeah, Saturday tomorrow. At what time will you be free?
You
will be eight.
8 a.m. to maybe 10 a.m. Is that all right?
Okay, and because I have a meeting tomorrow in the morning, so just tell me, do you if I call you after 11, you will be free?
All right, after 11. 11 till when?
Sorry.
11, you might call me, and
yeah.
3 o'clock, 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock. Okay, no problem. You will be free at 2 o'clock?
No, I'll be free at 11.
Okay,
I'm just wondering,
sure.
if you're going to ring me at 11, are you?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, so I'll be able to giving you a call at 11 o'clock, all right?
Yes.
So you just simply do one thing. Let me check the security. Now, do you see over there anything called settings? There any settings?
Yes, I can see settings.
Present settings. Present settings.
Yes.
Okay. Now what I need to do, I need to just simply check those security. Okay. We have started the face ID so that every time whenever we need the security, you can use the face recognition. So give a click on the back arrow. Give a click on the back arrow. Press on the back arrow.
Yeah.
Left hand top corner, there will be the back arrow. Now scroll down the page very bottom. Scroll down the page very bottom. There will be something. Can you see? We have started the security. It is showing you your time. Last sign in at 3:35 p.m. 3rd March from the Sydney time. Because in the Sydney, there will be 3:35 right now, okay?
Yes.
And your time, I guess, it will be your Queensland time, correct?
It's just 20 to 1.
Yeah.
It's 12.
12:43. Like
yes.
it is near
yes.
about your Queensland time, I guess.
Sorry.
Okay. So you can see the time. So press on home at the left hand bottom corner. Press on home. Now you just
yes.
simply do one. You just simply sign out from your account. Press on sign out.
I have to find it. Yes, sign out.
Yes. Yeah. Now you go to your home screen. Swipe your screen bottom to top, you go to your home screen. Now I have started the temporary security onto your mobile phone, okay? So you need to understand that, madam.
I don't understand what you said.
I just want to tell you that we have started the firewall security inside your network. Understand? So that we can protect. Yeah, we can protect your network, and we can just simply work on the security, and we can just deceive the platform where your information has been used, so that we can cancel each and everything. You got my point?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So that's why what you need to do. Suppose whenever we're just trying to cancel the things, the hackers are trying to do some manipulating things. All right. So we need to catch them. So you did not need to allow to discuss these things to anybody, because while the investigation is going on, we need to just check who are the person and who are involving into this matter. Okay. So in the meantime, you can take rest, or you just be with me. You are going to receive an email from our department. Okay. You just be with me, ma'am. Just give me 2 minutes. Once you receive any email, do let me know. First, I'm going to verify your email address. Okay.
My email address.
I beg your pardon?
You want my email address?
Yeah. It's GLELYSMANSFORD@iCloud.com. Is that email which you use?
No, I usually use glennismanson@iinet.net.au.
All right. Can you just open up that email which you use? Open up that email.
Open that. How do I do that?
Log in to your email. The email which you are using, you log in to your email.
Yes, mailbox.
Yes. Yeah, open that email.
Yes, I've opened it.
Like, where you open that email? Onto your mobile phone or the different place?
I opened it on my iPad.
No. Because you need to understand, your iPad is not connected to the security server, ma'am. So you did not need to use your iPad right now. Okay, because we are putting the security onto the mobile network. That's why you need to log into your email onto your mobile phone.
Okay, so how do I do that? How do I do that? I don't know how to do that.
Okay. Check, there will be an application called Mail or Gmail, like that. Swipe your screen right to left. Or left to right. Swipe your screen left to right.
Well, I do it by phone.
Yeah. Again, swipe your screen left to right.
You've got me terribly confused. I have no idea what you want me to do. You want me to ring you up?
No. You listen to me first. I am asking you, apart from the iPad, do you use your mobile phone to log into your email?
Yes.
Yes. So log in your email onto your mobile phone. That's the thing I just want.
Yes, I've logged in. You want me to go into the Glennis Mansford one, do you? I've got one.
Okay.
I use my Glennis Mansford.
Yeah. Open email which you are using. So open any one of email right now. Open any one of email where you see calls. Give a click on calls.
Okay. Yes, I've opened an email to calls.
Okay. Now, I just want to just simply check. Just be with me. And your email, I'm just trying to check. Your email will be glennismansford@ii.net.
No, iinet.net.
Okay. So you just do one thing, swipe your screen bottom to top. Swipe your screen bottom to top, ma'am.
Yes.
And open a fresh Google page. Open a Google page. Open Google or open Safari.
Google's not opening for some damn reason.
Okay, wait. Yeah, you just open Google. Do you know how to open Google onto your mobile phone?
No, I usually use the compass thing. How do I open Google?
Okay, let me tell you. Don't get worried. Don't get confused. Okay. Now look at the very bottom onto your mobile phone. Do you see a compass sign, like a compass sign at the bottom?
What sign?
Like a compass, like a compass.
Oh, the compass, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, open that. Okay, now the thing is that, just give me a moment, we got disconnected. Swipe your screen bottom to top, go to your home screen.
Yes.
And swipe your screen right to left and check there will be a red AnyDesk application. Open that red AnyDesk application.
Open the
Red AnyDesk application. Red AnyDesk application.
Yes, I've got that.
Yeah, open that. Open that.
Yes, I've opened it.
Once you see any security warning, now wait for a second. Now what is the number you can see there? Now wait. Now look at the bottom. Do you see any tick mark box? I am aware of the risk.
Yes.
Tick that box. Yeah.
And accept.
Then press on accept. Lovely. Then again accept. Then press on start broadcast. Yeah, press on start broadcast twice.
It didn't work.
What you can see? Tell me.
How it is.
Okay, lovely, lovely. Now, do not do anything. Do not touch anything. Do you see any countdown is going on? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6?
No. There's a
okay, wait. Thing. Yeah. Now, do one thing. Swipe your screen bottom to top. Go to your home screen. And again, swipe your screen bottom to top. Now, simply do one thing, ma'am. You open the Safari browser, that compass sign.
Open what?
Safari browser. That compass from the bottom.
I'm back on my home page.
Yes, onto the home screen. Look at the bottom. There will be the compass sign. Can you see that compass sign?
What's a compass sign?
At the very bottom.
What sort of sign?
Like a direction compass. Do you see that?
Compass.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, compass. Open that. Now that is a Google.
It's not open.
Okay. Okay. Let me tell you. Press on done. Press on done. On the keyboard, it is showing you done. Now do one thing. There will be at the very bottom. There will be the back arrow. At the left hand side, very bottom corner, do you see the back arrow?
Yes. But it's not working.
Okay, just give me a moment. What happened to you? What happened to you? Why you are getting so much stressed out? I'm not understanding. This is not any rocket science, madam. Okay, you need to be patient. Be patient for a while. And then I'll leave you and then I'll get in touch with you tomorrow. So look at the right hand side, very bottom corner. Can you see a small little square box?
Yes.
Yeah, press on that right hand side, very bottom corner. Yeah. Now can you see at the left hand side, very bottom, there will be a plus sign. Left hand side, very bottom.
Plus sign, yes.
Yeah. Press on that plus sign. Now can you see that Google has been came up? This is very simple. look at the top. Can you see Google? Google has been written. Google. Yeah, click on that Google. Yeah. Now on the Google, on the Google in the middle, you just type your email. You just type your email address. That's your IINIT email address. Type in there. It's FORD, right?
Yes.
Perfect. That is your email.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Let's mention that iinit.net.au, yes.
Okay. Now please swipe your screen bottom to top. Go to your home screen. Swipe your screen bottom to top. Go to your home screen. Now wait for a second. You are going to receive an email from our department, okay? So in at any point of time, if you need to get in touch with us, you can just simply send us the email. Okay, so just be with me. Are you listening to me, ma'am?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, okay. So just give me a moment. Yeah, give me a moment. Just give me a moment. You are going to receive an email. Now open up your email, ma'am, and wait for a second. You are going to receive an email. Now open your email, ma'am, and please check, do you receive any email from the department? Open up your email.
Well, it doesn't say one's come in.
Yeah, open it onto your mobile phone. Please try to understand. Open it from your mobile phone, madam. Otherwise, the security is going to be compromised. You just open it from the mobile phone.
Yeah, but does it come as a message or what's it come as?
Is it in the mail? On the mail. Open up your mail. Click on the back arrow. Yeah, and check. Do you got any mail from? Click on all inbox. Open your that IINet mail.
It's not there. Coles at Flybys. Lotteries team. It's not there. Not in the inbox.
Okay, you just click on the bin, B-I-N, bin.
The bin.
You just click on the bin, B-I-N, bin. It is not even in the bin. Okay, give a click on the back. Give a click on the back. Now check it on the junk, press on junk.
No.
Okay, give a click on the back. Now check it on the spam. There will be any spam. Check it on the spam. Spam, ma'am. S-P-A-M. Spam.
Yeah. No mail. Spam.
So,
no mail.
Which email you are checking? You need to check it. Your iinet.net.au email.
Yep. You're not there.
Okay, it is not there. Okay. Good.
Into all boxes. It's not in all boxes. Either.
Check all the email. Check one by one.
I found you. Your WestNet invoice account.
No. That is the different one. Give a click on the back arrow. You have received another email. Give a click on the back arrow. Check all the one. It will be coming up from NCA, National Crime Department, like that. Okay, you do one thing. Look at the bottom. Yeah. Look, do one thing.
What is the name that I'm looking for?
National Crime Department. National Crime Department, which is from the Westpac. Yeah.
I'm sorry, there's no email.
Check it on the.
Checking them all.
Okay. So you do one thing. You just look at the right hand side, very bottom corner. There will be.
Yes.
The type sign. Can you see like a notepad and a pen sign at the right hand very bottom?
Yes.
Click on that.
Yes.
Click on that.
Yes.
Now you just select your different email first. Select your email from where you need to send it. Can you see from? Give a click on from. The second one, just below two. Can you see from?
No, there's no from. It's new message two.
And just below two. Yeah, click on from. Just below two, there will be a from. Yeah, change your email. Can you see your email, gmchristy@iinet? Delete that email. You just use that email, which is your main email, glenzmansford@iinet. Select that email.
Well, I don't use that one. That's my married name. My single name now.
Wait. You open up the mail. Let me just ask you, which is your primary email? Which email you use, ma'am?
I use Glenys Mansford at
iinet.au. Yes, that is the reason I have told you to open that. Click on the notepad and a pen sign at the right-hand bottom corner. You listen to me properly, then you will get to do that. Now, can you see from? Click on from.
Yes.
Now, where you see gmchristy@, you need to change that email. Click on gmchristy@iinet. Yeah. Now, just, can you see there will be a tick just below that tick, there will be your second email, which is your permanent email. Select the different one. Yeah, that is your permanent email, correct?
That's the one I use too.
Yeah. So click on 2. Press on 2. Now type in there, national, all in the lowercase, national, N-A-T-I-O-N-A-L, national. N-A-T-I-O-N-A-L, national. National crime, C-R-I-M-E, crime. Do not give any space. No, do not give any space. National Crime Department at put at sign 786. Sorry. Delete that at sign. Delete at sign. Now put 786. Now put at sign. Then gmail.com. Type gmail.com. .com. Now where you see sent from my iPhone, click on that. Just above that, sent from my iPhone, give a click on that. Just above that, above that. Above that, ma'am, above that. Just below subject, there will be a blank space. Click on that blank space just below the subject. Yeah, now type there. Just type hi, H-I, hi. Now send it. Click on the blue arrow at the right-hand side top corner. Click on the blue arrow. Now click on send. Yeah. Now wait for a second. Once we receive the email, we are going to just simply sending you the email back.
Okay.
Yeah.
What a business.
Sorry, ma'am. Can you tell me what you're telling? Can you hear me, ma'am? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, wait for a second. Now wait, you are going to receive the email. Now check, ma'am, you got an email. Check. Do you got any email?
No, I haven't got any. I haven't got any.
Press on send. Give a click on back. Press on send. S-E-N-T. Press on send.
Then it's meant to letter attached. Is that
no? Because you are just opening that different email which you're not using. Give a click on the back arrow. You need to look for glenzmansford@iinet.net.au. That email you need to check. Scroll it down.
My God.
Right? Okay. Please listen to me what I'm trying. Give a click on the back. Give a click on. Now scroll down the page. Scroll down the page slowly. Scroll down the page.
Which that's mailboxes.
Yeah. Scroll down. Yeah. Now can you see Scroll it down a little bit, ma'am. Now stop. Can you see IINet Glenzy Mansford? Click on inbox. Yes. There will be an inbox. Open that inbox. Okay. Give a click on the back.
Click on the back.
Back arrow. Yeah. Now there will be a send. Just below that inbox, can you see send? Press on send. Press on send. Not too bottom. Listen. Yeah. You need to be on iinet Glenzy Manford, and there will be a send. Press on send. Yeah, can you see National Crime Department? That is the thing. Open that National Crime Department.
Hi. That's all
okay. Okay. Give a click on the back arrow. Give a click on the back arrow. Left and top corner, yeah, back arrow. Again, give a click on the back arrow. Left and top corner, back arrow. Now, just below that send, can you see junk? Can you see junk? J-U-N-K, junk. Press on junk. You have not received. Okay, now give a click on the back arrow. Again, click on the back arrow. Now click on bin, B-I-N, bin.
Came out.
It is not came up?
No.
Okay, again, scroll it down a little bit. Scroll it down. Now, go to the bottom, it is not coming up. It will be coming up and it will be going any other place. Click on iCloud. Press on iCloud. At the very bottom. Go to the very bottom. Press on iCloud. Press on that. Scroll it down. Now click on inbox. You haven't received that. Okay, give a click on the back arrow. Now go to the top. Press on the go to the top. Click. Can you see iinet Glenzy Manford? Give a click on that from the top third. From the top third. Give a click on the top third. iinet Glenzy Manford. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know your name, but my name is Glenis.
Sorry. Glenis Manford. Sorry for that. Yeah. Now scroll down. Yeah. Now that means it is not coming up. Wait, let me check. Check one by one all the emails, ma'am. Check one by one all the emails from the top. From the top, check one by one all of the, yeah, check one by one, all folders. And check, do you receive any National Crime Department email? National Crime Department.
Westnet.
It has not been coming up, right?
Net billing team. Nothing.
Okay, no problem. It will be coming up. That means there will be some security problem is going on, and that is the reason. So you go to your home screen. Now you take rest. Tomorrow I'll be giving you a call. Okay. By your time, 11 o'clock. Okay. By your time, 11 o'clock. So what is the time right now in your place, ma'am? What is the time right now?
11 minutes past 1 o'clock.
Okay. And can you just tell me?
It's 11 o'clock. Is there any way you could ring me earlier?
Actually, I was in the meeting, ma'am. That's why. There is a meeting tomorrow, and that's why I'm just asking you for the time.
So not 8 o'clock in the morning wouldn't be good for you, no?
No, ma'am, because I have a meeting in the morning, and that's why. So can you just please make it for 11 o'clock or 11:30, like that?
Yes.
Okay. So thanks for that. And can you just tell me, what is the name of your city?
What is the name of Perth City? Perth?
Yeah. Okay, Perth. Your Perth time. All right. Lovely. No problem. I'll be giving you a call tomorrow from your Perth time, 11 o'clock. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I hope we can fix this all up. Can I use my bank card or
Yeah, you can use your bank card. You can use your bank card, but do not make any online transfers to anybody, okay? Without my confirmation, okay?
Okay.
Otherwise, there will cost, yeah. Because we have not deceived those people. We have not got those people. So I have started the temporary security onto your account, okay? So it will be taking 2 or 3 business days to complete the whole security process. So for that time, you can use your card. If you want to purchase something, you can use your card. Or if you withdraw some funds, you can use your card. But do not log into your application without my permission. Understand?
Yes. Nothing
to be done online. Understand? And do not use your application to get login, to get log out like that. Otherwise, the security will be hampered and your informations are going to be exposed. Understand?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. And you live alone or you live with your family members, ma'am?
I live in a village. I'm 80 okay. years old. I'm old.
Okay. Okay.
I live in a village.
Okay, you live in the village. Like, you live with your family members or you live alone in the village?
No, I live by myself, but there's 50 people in the village, yeah. But I'll make sure I lock up and everything. He hasn't got my car keys. My car keys were handed in to a school, so he can't take my car. But and he hasn't got my house keys anymore, unless he has them redone. So I don't feel unsafe. But it's been an unbelievably traumatic time.
I understand. I totally understand. Yeah. But I'll make promise you. I'll make you happy, madam. All right. I'm done with the things, it will be a blessing for me, because whatever the security we are putting, it will be an honor for me. Once I'm done with the security, within 2 or 3 working days, once I got to see a smile onto your face, that is the achievement of mine, right?
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am, and thank you for your cooperation. I'll be getting in touch with you tomorrow at 11 o'clock from your time, Perth, all right? And please remember my name, Ron Davis. You can write down my name, Ron Davis.
That's a bloody good Australian name.
Sorry?
That's a bloody good Australian name.
Okay, so you don't like my name?
I do. My husband's name was Ronald. My husband's name was Ronald. Wow. Okay, bye, pal.
Yeah. So you take care of yourself. I'll be getting in touch with you tomorrow, okay?
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye. Take care. Yeah.